LNB's audio diary for the 13th of December, 2023. It is a Wednesday and it is about 5 in the evening. And I am racing the clock to get to the dump before they close. I didn't go last week when I should have, because I was lazy and didn't want to get off my ass, but I did it today. I cleaned the cat boxes and loaded everything up, gathered trash, got trash from the shed where I stored it, because I didn't go. I keep all the stinky stuff, like rotting food and whatever. That doesn't go out there. We have another place for that, so it doesn't attract critters, you know, because out here you get coyotes and all of that. So I don't have to worry about that part of it, but there are, you know, there's only so much room, so it's, it has to go today. And I, once again, I didn't feel like moving. You know, it's all on me. It's all on me. All right, I'm gonna just go for it. Okay. So let's see. Despite everything I said, I have been working on All He Surveys Volume 2. I've been working on Chapter 14. I'm up on, I said I was on Draft 4, but the fact of the matter, and I haven't really talked about this part of it yet, because it's you know, kind of complex and hard to talk in large terms otherwise. But the fact is, the different chapters of this book, and it was true to an extent in Volume 1 as well, but the different chapters are in different states of production, right? That is to say, Draft 2 here, Draft 1 there, Draft 4 there, all of these different things, and they're all in various states, right? And part of that is due to the splitting of the book into two pieces. And, you know, part of it is because of other reasons. As I say, it's complicated. So I made the decision, because otherwise it'll drive me crazy. Everything is on Draft 4, whether or not it is or not, you know, whether or not it really is. And that means that some chapters are going to need a lot of work. But I don't mind that. And the reason I didn't mind doing that is because, as I say, the last half of the book needs, you know, a lot of work. So, if, you know, I don't care if a chapter isn't where I want it to be, because I'm probably going to be scrapping it anyway. So, anyway, I'm at the dump and they are open. Good for me. Hold on. Okay, that was the dump. So, yeah, everything's got the stamp of Draft 4, whether or not that's where I really was, because, again, you know, I might be abandoning something that I worked on, but it's not going to survive the cut and it's the denouement, the climax of the book, and that's what I need to work on, because I have something that on the surface of it is perfectly fine. You know, it's got some good stuff in it that I'll probably, some of it I'll save and use, but in different contexts, if that makes any sense. You know, the action as it stands will be different leading up to this scene, but the scene itself will be the same, right? And I think that's the best way to, you know, kind of use some of the same material that I've gotten without just chucking the whole thing out. You know, if you recontextualize, almost anything can be, you know, reused. And I don't know how anybody else writes, but that's how I do it. I, you know, everything's a crazy quilt. Everything's piecemeal. And it's only through refining it, going through the drafting process, that, you know, you knock out all the dents and you make sure everything lines up and make sure that what you said in Chapter 2 jibes with what is happening in Chapter 20, you know, that sort of stuff. And I'm not always successful. You know, if you go through that stuff, you're going to find tons of holes, tons and tons of holes, I'm sure, stuff I haven't even seen yet myself, but, you know, whatever, you know, it's kind of the process, and, you know, more or less in the middle of it right now. You know, it is chapter 14, so it's more than halfway of this book that I'm working on it. But it is from this point forward that I have to start reworking it. Now, there's a big scene in chapter 15, is a big chapter, and I have actually worked on that quite a bit. So odds are that's, although I'm going to have to continue to polish it, make it work better, and probably refigure some of the stuff, by and large, chapter 15 is going to escape the, you know, the all the issues that I have coming up. But after that, no guarantees. 16 on, probably all need to be reworked. And I'm just going to have to do my best, that's all. Oy. Very, very busy traffic today. Today was one of those days that I had to drive past the house in order to find a place to turn around because there were people following me. And if they're too close behind me, you're looking at a possible... No, I'm not going there. That's not what I'm doing. People behind me are like, this guy's crazy, whatever. But if people are too close behind me, you're begging for an accident. And I've seen it happen. It almost happened to me one time. And it almost happened to the lady that gives Mrs. Bronx her rides in the mornings when they're going to the clinic. Because... Anybody there? Anybody there? Nope. Nobody's around. Guess we're going here. And we're going here. Doing a three-point turn, baby. Don't do a lot of those. Yeah, she was pulling out and someone else was pulling out and I don't know, it was just a near miss. And it happens right there. It's a really bad section. It's a really bad turn in, turn out area because there's no pull off, right? You know, no turning lane, so to speak. It just goes right from the highway into the subsection, and that's always begging for an accident. So, but, you know, oddly, that isn't the cause of most of them that I've seen. It's people coming up behind. It's actually where they've allowed the passing lanes to exist, right there. Bad spot. Very, very bad spot. So, I always err on the side of caution. And if there's anybody behind me, anybody that could try to pass me on the left while I'm taking a left turn, which is where it all happens, most of it, or a lot of it anyway, I just keep going. I just keep going. And I will turn around somewhere else and drive back. It's crazy. You know, I if you know the area, you know what's safest and what's best. And not everyone will do that. I'm sure other people will just go ahead and do it. But no, not the kid. No thanks. No thanks. So anyway, yeah, just been doing that pretty much and working on the Star Drifter role-playing game Ultimate Dungeon Terrain Board. Boy, that's a mouthful. I just call it, like, Ultimate Dungeon Terrain would be UDT, but I call it SUDT for Star Drifter Ultimate Dungeon Terrain. And it's not, you know, I've talked about it before, but I've got that so that I can actually use it. And I uploaded a video to the YouTube channel, I don't know, what was that, last week maybe? And I just, you know, displayed it and how it might be used. But I'm also have been working on solo rules so that I could do a solo, adventure's the wrong word, a solo battle anyway in Star Drifter, where I don't know what's coming necessarily. And I'm going to have to work it all out on the SUDT on the fly in front of the camera and just to show how this thing can be used. So far, and I've gone through, I've made several searches of, YouTube looking for actual play, you know, real, you know, actual gameplay of people using their Ultimate Dungeon terrains in their game, and I haven't found any. I thought I did, actually it was yesterday, but he was just using it for the hexes. He didn't use the zones, he didn't do anything like that. It was just the hexes he was using it for. And in which case, it's just a small battle map. You know, that's nothing special. I want to be able to use the hexes, I want to be able to use the zones, and I want to be able to show that this is absolutely usable for a campaign setting. Will I be able to? To be perfectly honest, this is a theory. I believe I can do it. So we'll actually find out if it can be done. Now, if it turns out into a colossal mess, then I'm not gonna show that. But I think overall, it's very worth doing. And even if it's a failure, I'll do it. You know, even if at the end I'm going to decide, you know what, none of this was worth it, and this thing doesn't really work the way I wanted it to. That could happen. That could very well happen. We'll find out. You know, I don't think it will, but it could. And I'm allowing the dice to, to decide a lot of the things that are coming at my characters. And I'll decide what characters I'm going to be running. I think I'll have 4 of them, and they'll be up against certain odds under certain circumstances. But I don't know what those are, and I don't know how many people exactly they're going to be dealing with, and what they can do. So we're just going to, because that's all going to be randomly rolled, at the time. So we'll see. Anyway, I guess that's it for today, because it's a short one, because I am home.